Greetings, besties. Welcome back to another episode of Anime's Anime. We are going to review the movie Tokyo Godfathers and get into some Sagittarius season. So stay tuned and have fun with us.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Anime's Anime. I hope you all are enjoying everything in life so far. We got Sagittarius season today, and we're also talking about Tokyo Godfathers. It's Ferris Maiden.
It's Crimson.
And it's Stony.
Yay!
Yay! I know y'all be sick of us.
Oh no, for real.
They love us anyway, so
right. I love that.
We're gonna have to deal.
We have to do the pleasantries. You know the deal.
Per use.
Well, that's good. I can't wait to talk about this shit. That shit had me fucked up.
Honestly, yes. So we're going to get into the movie Tokyo Godfathers, which is stressful. That movie had me so stressed.
I have a quick synopsis.
Okay.
Middle-aged alcoholic Gin, teenage runaway Miyuki, and former drag queen. I'm going to say that's incorrect. Well, she could still be a drag queen and a trans woman. Mm-hmm. Hana are a trio of homeless people surviving as a makeshift family on the streets of Tokyo. While rummaging in the trash for food on Christmas Eve, they stumble upon an abandoned newborn baby in a trash bin. With only a handful of clues to the baby's identity, the three misfits search the streets of Tokyo for help in returning the baby to its parent.
Watched it online, so we got to watch it.
I watched the dub, which the dub was good. I liked it. I enjoyed it.
I did as well. You know, just to make things
easier.
Yeah. Like, listen, I got shit to do.
Yeah, this is. I'm like, I know I can fly through it if I don't have to look at the screen the entire time.
Yeah, and I mean, it wasn't anything that I felt like I missed it. And when I did feel like I missed something, I got to like rewind it back. So that works. Now, first of all, this story starts off very intense. When they first discover her, they're arguing. And let me tell you something. The guy, Jin, I'm not going to lie. Like, I grew to like him later on. But in the beginning, I was like, you are such a fucking pessimist. Like, you're pissing me off.
That's real. Like,
and then I love how like they're digging through the garbage and the girl is like, oh, I'm not homeless. I'm not a homeless person. And he was like, you've been out here for 6 months. You're homeless. Like,
and she that was a read.
Like, I hate to break it to you, bitch. But yeah,
sorry, girl. But
right. So then they find the baby and immediately the Hana, yes. She was just like, oh, this is a miracle. This is for me. And I will say that I did find it. She acts like a, I'm not going to say it, but she does kind of act like a Leo, like where she does center. She does herself.
Yeah.
Yes. And I think that's another thing that Leos do. They help people, but they help people because they feel like it makes them a better person.
Yeah, it makes them look good. And you know what cracks me up? I think it was after they had that little Christmas concert, and Hana was telling the lady who was serving her food that she was eating for two.
She was like,
I was like, girl, like, you are so unserious. Like,
no, for real. Like,
Hana was perfect comedy relief, in my opinion.
Loved Hana.
She was so funny.
No, she really
so
was.
funny.
Because I mean, she was like the light of the show. Because I mean, that now you got home, you know, the teenage girl who's kind of like
A little
really, she's
mopey. Yeah,
a
she got an attitude
little,
problem. What? She
a
got an
little.
attitude.
She
Yeah.
was very mopey and kind of like she had a sassy thing for everything. And I mean, as a teenage girl, probably would. Like, I'm not gonna say I was a great teenage girl because I wasn't. I also had a fucking attitude all the time. So she was being typical, like, mean teenage girl, and the guy was like completely pessimistic the whole time, but going with it. So it was like she was the one happy character.
Hello.
The one and the only. And yeah, and it worked because she was just so super dramatic the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they find it and she's like, well, this is my perfect opportunity to become the mother I never thought I would be able to become.
It's my
And
time to shine.
okay, and so they name her Kyoko, based on the Japanese translation of Silent Night, which means pure
So
child,
cute.
because she's found on
Oh,
Christmas Eve.
also that baby was so fucking cute.
So
Right.
cute.
They knew how to
That is
draw a cute
like the
baby.
cutest drawn baby I think I've ever
Yes,
seen in anime.
it
She was so cute
is.
with her little mole in the middle of her head. Oh,
Yes, but goddamn, that baby got some lungs because she was crying.
the whole time. I
Oh
was like, yo. And then
my
at some point, that became a key way for them to find each other, too. Like
With him in
the
the
screams. Yeah, the baby screams would lead them to each other. So I guess it was good that the baby was screaming the whole time. But yo, that was making my head like kind of want to explode. So then outside a cemetery, the group encounters a high-ranking Yakuza boss who's trapped under his car.
Which that was funny.
That shit was funny. That shit was funny.
Because then the lady who dog attacked him, so she just left him there. She wasn't
She
going to
just
try to help him.
ran like damn.
She ain't want no smoke.
No, I mean, that's understandable.
Yeah, that's fair.
Oh, but before I even get to that, before they save the Yakuza boss, they have the night before they have a heart to heart. Where the guy Jin starts telling Hana while the teenage girl, what's her name again? Miyuki. So Miyuki
Miyuki.
leaves to go buy, I think, what, milk or diapers or something like that. And Jin has a heart to heart with Hana about why he knows how to take care of babies so well.
While he was a cyclist, he threw a match to make more money, and then they found out, and he was like, I guess, banned from cycling. This is the story that he's telling everybody, and he's saying that the man that was getting married is the one that was involved and who got him in on it, along with other like gambling debt. So he's like, oh, I'm finna kill him. Hello.
Agreed. Like I don't. He was like,
He
stop, don't do it. Nah,
was.
he was going off the Remy. He ready to fight.
Okay.
And no, but good thing that she did stop him, because then, and out of nowhere, a maid in disguise shoots the bride's father. Well, attempts to shoot the bride's father and ends up hitting her husband instead, which was the guy that he was trying to fight. And so everybody just stops, and in an attempt to escape, the hitman then takes off, you know, his disguise and takes Miyuki and the baby hostage and runs away to escape. Now, while the kidnaps Miyuki and the baby, by holding them hostage, he takes them back to his house. And that's where Miyuki befriends the hitman's wife, who happens to have a child of her own, and they begin bonding despite their language barrier that they have amongst each other. And I thought that was really fucking sweet, to be honest.
I
I
thought
thought
it
it was sweet
was
too.
too. Such a sentimental moment.
Right. Like, we're not sure why. I mean, hit the hitman obviously probably didn't have really anything to do with it. He was probably like, well, a job's a job. So he didn't have any reason to actually hurt them, which I I think that was cool that he like kind of just let her go. He's like, listen, I took you hostage because I needed to get away, but you're free to like hang out and whatever.
You can hang with my shorty and her kid. Y'all can have a play date. Like, I'm fine.
Right. Like, literally to his house. Like, never have I ever thought that would happen. But yeah, that was, it was really sweet. And then, so the wife, the hitman's wife and Miyuki are talking. And Miyuki has, I guess she has pictures of her family on her. So she's reminiscing of what happened with her father and her. She first, did she first have the dream? So she has, no, that dream was second. So while she was reminiscing, I guess we get to see the reason why her and her father isn't talking. And it's because she had a disagreement with him and she stabbed him. And I believe that it was about the cat that she used to have.
It was about the cat.
Like, did he give the, I was confused, like if the cat just died and she thought he did something to the cat, or was the cat just gone?
I think it was just missing, and but she thought that he did something, like he put it out or something like that. And also when she says stabbed, for some reason I thought it was going to be just like, I don't know, a gentle stab, but it looked like she was trying to kill her daddy.
No, she stabbed that nigga like, I want to kill you stab, because he's holding his appendix or whatever the fuck.
Because she stabbed him like that nigga stabbed the host of cheaters on that boat. I was like, damn, bitch.
No.
That's foul.
No, for real. Why do women in movies, or I guess in real life, stab people like that? Like, they hold the knife with two hands, like it's a sword.
Cower over the fucking knife, like, bitch. Can't be me, because I hold it up high, like, yeah.
Right? I'm out here on guard. Like, fuck out of here.
I'm smashing bitches. Like, something crazy.
You know? But...
oh my God. And I think when Hana finally, like, she was speed. First of all, Hana with that taxi cab driver.
Oh my God. So
funny.
I know. He's like, I know you sick of me. But yo, come to this address.
I know. Help me, please. It's so, like, she found them in the apartment.
Oh, and can we talk about how she was coughing up blood on her way to try to go look for them? Like, that was scaring the shit out of me. I was like, do not tell me Hannah about to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was kind of like, uh-oh, this ain't looking too good. But when she finally found
Miyuki
Miyuki and Miyoko, she started crying in through the window, scared of it. I was like, oh, I love Hana. Like,
I do too.
She's so lovely.
While that's happening, Gen is having his own not so fun adventure. He finds an elderly homeless man pretty much dying in the middle of the street.
And then while he's getting beat, I always notice that the lights are flickering in the back. Like, mm-hmm. With every hit, like, the lights was flickering off. And I don't really know what's the symbolism behind that, but maybe that was just, like, beating the will out of him in some way. He didn't even have a lot of will to begin with, to be honest. But he does get, he always kind of like teeters back and forth between like really wanting to help and really just being like, can we just give up? Like the whole movie. Yeah. Like without Hana, this would have ended a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, agreed. And then Hana finds, after being reunited with Miyuki and the baby, they try to find a place to stay and they stumble, the Angel Tower?
Yes, that's a club where Hana had worked before.
Yeah. And did she get fired or did she quit? Because
she quit. She worked at the club before as, I guess you could say, like as a drag queen. And she quit her job because she assaulted a rude and intoxicated customer.
Which he deserved it.
Absolutely. Like, even though the house mother was like, you didn't have to leave because of that. I just paid him off.
Yeah, no, the house mother didn't have an issue with it. Maybe it was something that she felt about herself. Maybe she felt like her anger issues, were dangerous. So maybe she just decided to remove herself from that situation, which is understandable, but that's unfortunate.
Yeah, like she didn't want to bring
Yeah.
problems to them, so she was just like, oh, let me just leave. And I mean, that's honorable in a way, but I don't know if I would have stayed out long enough before I came back and be like, yo, so can I make some money? Because, basically life went downhill after that. Well, for her. And Jin, who was rescued by another member of the club, is there, like, coincidentally.
All beat up on the couch.
Okay, knocked out.
I mean, he's we lucky that we got that because they was beating him with a pipe and stuff. Like, I thought it was
Nah,
over
they
for
was
him.
cooking him. They was cooking him, and I was like, damn.
And so while we're at the Angel Tower Club, this is when we get a little bit of, along with, her quitting the lounge, that Hana had became homeless when her lover named Ken died after injuring himself after slipping on a bar soap in the bathroom.
Wow,
So
what a
I
way
guess
to go.
I know, and I guess that was the primary money maker of the house, especially if she quit. So then after that, they try to find Sachiko's house, and this is who they believe is Kyoko's mom. But they discover that it's been torn down.
Yeah, I was like, well, damn. Another plot twist. A lot of twists and turns. I'm just like,
I
oh
know. Girl, yeah,
my
it gets tiring. I mean, that plot point, I feel like even Jen was just like, this is fucking enough.
God. Yeah. Same niggas. Because I
Enough.
was like, we out.
Jen
I'm
was like,
out.
this is fucking enough. And this is the point where I start agreeing with him because he was like, this is a fuck enough throughout the whole movie. But at this point, I'm like, yeah, like, when is it gonna fucking end?
He's like, let's
But
take this
yeah.
baby to the police like we been should have.
And I mean,
Yeah.
honestly, if they took the baby to the police, like that, it really would have been over. Because they ended up
Yeah.
having to do it anyway at the
Anyway.
like it's crazy, but let's keep going. So, they're informed that, Sachiko didn't really have a healthy relationship with her husband, and he was a gambler, they were alcoholics, and so they had to leave because obviously they couldn't pay rent properly and things like that. So they try to go rest in a convenience store, it looks like. And I didn't like that this part, the couple that they were looking at. Once the couple checked out, they looked over at the group and they just kind of like, oh, I stink, and then left. And then Hannah immediately has something beautiful to say about them. Like, mind you, the people who are like disgusted by her. Like, she's immediately like, oh my gosh, like they look like such a nice couple. I wonder how what we look like to them. And he's like a runaway, a bum, and a drag queen. And I'm like,
I mean,
well, I think in the English dub, he says a homo, but it is what it is. I think back then they either associated like trans people as drag queens, as transvestites, which is like probably worse, or just homosexuality, like they're doing it for fun.
Yeah. A lot of anime don't make it clear, and especially I think this was released in what, 2003, where they don't define if it's like if it's just a man who likes to be effeminate and dress in women's clothing and likes to be called girl, she, her, or if it's a trans woman. But to me, Hana reads as trans and she performs as a bio queen. That's what it reads to me as.
Yeah, I agree. I think because not only she's trans because she lives her every single day life as a woman, like
As a
that's her
woman.
personality. She doesn't it doesn't seem she doesn't like to be called he him.
No.
Yeah, so if she says she her, then that's what the fuck it is.
Right, exactly.
Okay. She said what she said.
Right. So then, they end up getting into a fight with a drunk
customer
outside because he was like, "You guys are bums, get out." And yeah. And so then he's like, "Let's take this outside." And so they start fighting outside. And then a whole truck just runs into the store.
And my jaw
dropped. Not even a truck.
Ambulance.
And then the ambulance asks for an ambulance.
Can you call the ambulance? I'm like, y'all goofy as hell.
Wild. I'm like, what was the reason? Crazy. Then, you know, Hana collapses. Mm-hmm. Right after that, I'm like, back to back, this is crazy.
I know, it's nuts. And then I think we end up like the nurse was so sweet.
Yeah, when they go to the hospital for Hana.
Yeah. And then you know, old girl was waiting with the baby, and then the nurse is like, "Oh, that's so cute, like that baby's so cute," which her And then we end up finding out that the nurse is actually Gin's daughter. Now, I was gagged. Because I'm like, I thought this bitch died.
Yes, like he said.
Yes,
right. Because we were made to believe that they were dead. And it's weird that I think, and that's some type of foreshadowing. Because when Hana first named the baby Kyoko, she was like, "Oh, why?" He was like, "Why you named it Kyoko?" Like, he seemed upset about it. And then she told him why. And then she was like, "Oh, right, it's fine. I just don't know why you named it that." And then ended up finding his daughter, Kyoko, in the hospital. Like, that was very, that's just a crazy, strange turn of events. Mm-hmm. And so he's talking to his daughter, and his daughter is offering to see her and her mother at another address with her number on it. And she just seems really happy to reconnect. But then Hana starts
popping off.
Yeah, Hana starts airing it out. Like, she was like, "That's crazy. Because you said you was a cyclist. You said that they died to sickness. And now you out here just acting like, you know, all this stuff." And yeah, she was so mad. And I agree.
I agree with her. Because I'm like, just why you got to make this big old grand story that this rich man was scheming and plotting on you, and that's why you lost whole time? You have a gambling problem.
Because he was ashamed. That's it. Period. Point blank. He was ashamed. And I mean, it's like, we all out here on the streets. You ain't got to lie, Craig. You ain't got to lie.
You don't got to lie to me, because, you know, she in the same predicament. Like, why would you lie? Life takes us, you know, whether it's going to be tragic or not.
Exactly. No, for real. And then Hana kind of like explains with an old Japanese fairy tale about two demons, and one wanted to be accepted into humanity, so the other one decided to do bad stuff, and the other one to stop them to make it look good. And so basically Hana was just like, "I'll play the bad guy right now to make Gin look better," which I don't know if it worked. But
I don't think it mattered.
Yeah
I think she did that for herself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is another thing, or that's another thing that Hana does. She does things for herself, and she thinks she's helping other people. And I mean, sometimes she is helping other people, but a lot of times she's doing it for herself. I think she wanted to get that off her test, and two, to like, you know, just add some drama to the moment.
Hello.
So Hana and Miyuki have baby Kyoko, and they're just walking down the bridge, kind of just talking about what happened. And then all of a sudden, like in the background, I see a bitch taking off her shoes and getting up on top of the bridge. I'm like, somebody finna jump. Because it threw me off guard. And they notice it as well. And they go to help her. And it turns out that this is Satoshi. This is Miyuki's mother. Sachiko. And Sachiko insists that her husband got rid of the baby without her knowledge. And so they're like, oh, this is your baby then. Yeah, have
First
your baby.
Of all, they didn't even, that even happened. Like, she smacked her. That's what I'm saying.
Mom
I'm like,
smacked the shit out of her.
No, yeah, that that's right, girl.
Yo, that slap will fucking remain in my head for the rest of my life, because she was like, oh my God, went to go embrace her and get the baby, and she got smacked into oblivion. Like, that was really bad.
For real.
And then she said, yeah, the husband got rid of the baby without, and I mean, which was true. I think the husband did do that, but mm-hmm. also because, yeah, well, we find out later on, because mm-hmm. at the same mm-hmm. time, mm-hmm. the, you know, they're dealing with Sachiko, Jin is walking around looking for them, which leads them to Sachiko's apartment, where he finds the guy.
The husband.
Yeah, the husband. Mm-hmm. Of Sachiko's husband. Mm-hmm. Who, he explains that, yeah, she robbed a hospital of their baby. And so that's why he abandoned the baby, because he was hoping that somebody else would take the baby.
We'll find it and take it to the...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which, that was goofy. Because it's like, if he was going to do all that, you literally could have just took it to authorities yourself.
And then said that you found it instead of just literally just leaving it there.
Mm-hmm. That poor baby. Now they all doing like a goose chase for this bitch with the baby. And that shit stressed me out. And I said, I can't watch. I can't continue life like this. Like, this shit is crazy.
It really was.
No, because like, biking on a snowy much. Road.
Chasing after
a big ass truck.
Crazy.
Yeah. This bitch jumped in somebody's truck driving down the road. He then hopped on a bike. Then they just so happened upon that cab driver from earlier that Hana was flirting with. And she was like, hey, follow that truck. Essentially.
I'm telling you, that taxi cab driver was like, oh, this bitch again? Like, okay.
Yo, it's crazy. Yep, and he follows them just like, you know, as intended. And once they cut the corner and they find that the truck that the woman was driving has crashed, and it's a good thing that he took, that Jin snatched the baby out right before it crashes. But it also leads him to, like, take some damage, because now mm-hmm. he just got thrown into the street, you know, from the, I guess, the recoil of what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So he's laying there with the baby in his arms. Baby is protected, thank God. But now the taxi that Hana and Miyuki is in, they're chasing after the woman who hurried up, got out, snatched the baby out of Jin's hands, and turned in the corner. So now the taxi is chasing down the corner and crashes. Hana gets out to attend to Jin, and Miyuki chases Sachiko up the stairs. As Miyuki is chasing Sachiko up the stairs, she's removing bits of clothing. Like, it's getting hot. Like, she's getting very upset. And she's like, I'm trying to get this baby however way possible. And she makes it, but like, just by the skin of her teeth, because by the time she gets up there, Sachiko is already like on the edge of the mm-hmm. the building, the ready building. To jump. And now you got the TV report showing.
Yeah, helicopters, lights, a crowd. Right.
Everybody's
very
seen.
Stressful.
Yeah, right. I was like, I can't do this. I need a cigarette, and I don't even smoke cigarettes.
Girl, and this is where the fever dream shit starts happening, because Sachiko jumps, Miyuki holds her, well, basically stops her from dying and holds her, and you know, Miyuki's like, listen, look at that baby. That baby wants to go home to its actual mom and dad. Like, that baby doesn't have anything to do with this. This baby doesn't want to die. And Sachiko sees the baby say, I want to go home. Mm-hmm. Is that what she says? I'm correct, right? I'm not making that up.
I don't know.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, so Sachiko sees the baby go, I want to go home. And that shit freaked me out, because I'm like, is that her, just like some type of dysphoria? She's already kind of like very, you know, out her mind.
She's not all there, clearly.
She's not all there. So yeah. I'm like, is that the miracle that we needed for her dysphoria to work with us and not against us? Cool. So then that she realized, okay, I want to keep the baby safe at least. But then Miyuki is about to fall. And then Hana comes to save her. And then somehow, Jin comes to save Miyuki. So now they've got, they like those monkey connect toys. It's like they got one person hanging from another person, from another person. And the girl still lost grip of the baby somehow.
Yeah.
And so Hana just jumps and goes to get it. And as she caught the baby, she also fell over another ledge, because I guess the impact or whatever didn't have a stable grip on the floor. And then so she's falling, and as she's falling, she grabs on to some type of flag, the hanging flag, mm-hmm. which allowed her to parachute safely down. And that was a beautiful moment, actually.
It was. I teared up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because if that would have ended with the baby dying, that really would have fucking ruined this Christmas spirit. I'm not going to hold you.
Honestly.
For real. Because mm-hmm. I'm like, this is like really depressing for a Christmas film.
Oh, no. So much for a silent night. Shit,
you know what?
Like,
it's crazy because I do think like the running theme of this is that, you know, your family is like what you make it,
yeah.
And miraculous coincidences can happen, I guess.
Christmas miracles.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we didn't get to talk about it, but at some point Miyuki is having like a flashback from when she stabbed her father, but mm-hmm. then like they kind of morph, her father and mom morph into Gin and Hana, and they're like happy. So it's like, obviously there was some disconnect at home and that's why she left, but she still sees the people that she's with as somebody who she cares about and who cares for her. And I thought that was really cool, especially because she was only out on the streets for 6 months.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. So the baby's saved. Everybody's safe. And
I'm so happy.
They're in the hospital, and I love how at one point Hana's like complaining and she's like, I'm in the men's wing, aren't I? And nobody says anything. And I'm like, yeah, they wrong for that. Y'all did not have to put her in there.
Mm-hmm.
And we right. see Miyuki's parents, and the police are debriefing, and they want to meet the people who saved their child. And not only do they want to meet them, they want to make them the godfathers of their baby.
Aww,
which
really
I was
sweet.
Like, ah.
Yeah. And then before the going in, he's like, oh, well, I just want to let you know they're homeless. They're like, I don't care about
I don't
that.
Care.
Right.
Yeah.
And then when he walks in, it's revealed that the inspector is Miyuki's father. And I love that for her. She was the last one to get her reconciliation.
I know.
Because there was a scene where she ends up calling and she couldn't say anything because she was so scared. But then it was like he knew that it was her.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she still didn't end up saying anything. So I'm glad that it happened for her coincidentally.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, they don't still show anything else after that. But I'm assuming that everybody meets their families and goes back to their everyday lives and gets off the streets, because homelessness was not what I wanted for them.
No. This movie was really sweet.
It was really sweet.
And it was also mm-hmm. very stressful.
Yes, it was
high stress.
It was a roller coaster.
I needed a blunt, a drink, a cigarette.
Yes, like it was a roller coaster, but it was. I'm glad that it had a happy ending.
Me too. Yes. You know what part? I might be the only person when Sachiko was like crying on the building. I'm like, why does she look like Shelley Duvall specifically?
She did look like
Shelley
Duvall.
She looked like Shelley Duvall.
Oh my God, no. I thought I was the only one who thought that. I was like, this bitch look is giving very much Miss Duvall vibes. And I'm so glad you said it.
Okay, good.
Oh my God.
But if y'all are in, you know, want to watch something that's fun and gets you in the feels for the Christmas spirit, go for it.
Yeah, give it a watch.
I think
It's on
that's what sells
Roku.
it.
If y'all have Roku or if y'all want to do it online, y'all can watch it online.
You can rent it on YouTube for $2.99.
Shout out to YouTube. Shout out to Roku.
Shout out.
Sponsor us.
Hello.
Oh my
Give us
gosh.
something. Give us some deal.
Okay,
Right.
hint, 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 hint.
Wink,
Can I
wink.
get YouTube TV free for a year? That'd be kind of cool.
Okay,
Hello.
4 out of 5
Four
stars
out of
for
five. I
me.
give it a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, I'd say 4 out of 5. I think if the pacing was a little bit slower and more filled out, I'd give it a 5 out of 5. But I kind of also understand why they did it so fast paced.
And I think
Yeah.
it adds to the dreamy effect that this director, what did you say his name was again?
Satoshi.
Yeah, Satoshi. It adds to the feeling that he likes to give for his movies. So I liked it. I liked it.
I liked it too.
All right. And you guys stay tuned because we've got Sagittarius season coming. Welcome back, y'all.
Welcome back.
All right,
Welcome.
let's do this. Sagittarius is known as the philosopher in modern astrology. Sagittarius dates are from November 22nd to December 21st. The ruling planet for Sagittarius is Jupiter, planet of luck and expansion. The symbol is the centaur. Some main descriptors are inspiring and restless. The duality is masculine, element is fire, quality is mutable. Keyword for Sagittarius is I perceive. The ruling body parts are hips and thighs. And some Sagittarius attributes would be adventurous, big-minded, honest, reckless, and frank. Sagittarius' drive is to seek the truth. And a little bit about Moon in Sagittarius. In fact, they can become passionate athletes and masters of body wisdom practices such as yoga, tai chi, or qigong. At heart, they love philosophy and traveling, and they feel fulfilled visiting faraway places or at least learning about them. They enjoy nature and exploring other cultures and religions. They also love sharing the wisdom that they glean from their experiences. Excellent travel companions, they infuse others with optimism and enthusiasm. They thrive with fixed sign partners who help to anchor their restless spirits. If given the freedom to continue wandering, their hearts remain full and they will expand the horizons of their friends and companions, offering an unfettered, optimistic outlook, lovingly and freely. Yay.
Oh,
Yay.
yeah, Ferris, it's your time to shine, honey. This your season.
That
No.
does sound like Ferris, though. Y'all, take it
It
back. That does. I think that you're a great travel companion, because I think that's true too. We got in the hotel room, and she spread all her shit out, and then I looked at my side of the room, and I seen all my shit was spread out, and I was like, "Yeah, she just like me for real."
That's so cute.
Yo, I was like, yo, and then Eddie, and she was ready to go. And I look for that in a travel partner, because for me, I don't like bitches who like to stay in the fucking room and like to sleep all day. That's
Nah.
not for me.
Yeah, I
When
put
we
my shit down
traveling,
and I ran down the fucking office and bought a bottle of wine. I'm like, let's get it fucking started.
let's get it
Period. Period. Like, I can't with the girls who want to stay in the hotel. Like, I mean, it's cool if you use traveling to go to sleep, but I'll call out or something if I want to sleep. I don't come out to travel to sleep. I come out to see the world. So I like that, you know, as soon as we got back to the hotel, she was ready to go. Because that's the
I
type of
know
bitch
that's
I
right.
am. And it was pretty much that the whole time. Like, it was us trying to be ready to go. I do think that we partied hard as fuck, but
We
it was
did.
worth it.
It was so much
It
fun. And I can't wait to do it next year.
Absolutely.
I can't wait. Yeah, it's gonna be me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we're about to get drunk.
Girl, I can't wait. All three of us together is gonna be a problem. I'm not even gonna hold you.
It's gonna be so fun. Oh, it's gonna be so fun.
We're gonna be somebody's problem when we get out. It's gonna
we
be
we really
crazy.
Are.
They ain't ready for my ghetto ass, so
no, they not, and that's why. And it's crazy because I was like, I'm glad that I wasn't like super trying to like link up and stuff with people, because I was like, I need the space to just be crazy and myself and completely myself. And that, I'm glad that it was, you know, I was basically just among people who I really trusted for most of the time. Cause yeah, I do need the time to be myself. Shout out to LJ of Well Spoken Token, who probably thought I was a crazy person after meeting me for the first time.
Never.
No, I'm just joking. It's all jokes. Maybe kind of, sort of. But like, no, it was great. I love traveling with you, and I'm happy that we're gonna keep doing it. I also like that. I love their chill from nature. I think kind of like Gemini, they're very, you guys have like a youthful kind of energy to you. And I think maybe that's the restlessness that they're talking about. But I love that they're, you guys are always down for a little jokey joke and don't take anything too serious. And I love that.
For real. Y'all are a fun time. Like, y'all are literally so much fun.
Me too.
I just love, like, I'm still trying to get through volume 3. I've just been so distracted, but I just love Nana so far. She's just the sweetest and the most hilarious.
Yeah.
She's always like, she's so positive.
I like that too. Like, she is literally like the light to the other Nana's like little shadow, because she's like the mopey type, and you can tell like without her, she's like, damn, like kind of need some happiness in here because I'm a prude.
All the doom and gloom. Where's the sunshine?
Like, it's crazy because the Nana blowing up. I think there has to be, somebody needs to do a fucking study on Nana blowing up because of the recent I guess surge in women wanting to take on the punk aesthetic. And so the other Nana is very, very popular, and I feel like it's because of her punk aesthetic. Like, I see people on TikTok like always like, saying outfits Nana would wear, but it's always the punk one, or like, oh, I had a Nana party and then everybody dressed up as the punk Nana. And I'm like, y'all need to put some fucking respect on Hachi's name, bro. Like, this is
really should be having the looks,
I'm saying. And she's also just like a really great character. And I think I talked about her before. I don't know who was, I feel like we had somebody on, when were we on someone else's show talking about her? Because I think I talked about her, I guess her willingness to like, she's really the ride or die type. And it's really, it kind of hurt to the point where it kind of hurts to like
hurts
her relationships. And I don't think that's always a bad thing, but I did want better for her. In a lot of her relationships, it just seemed like she was groping for something, you know, and just wishing and hoping. And maybe I think that her heart is too big. And sometimes, like, we dream so much that we neglect what's really in front of us. So, but that goes to say for, like, I think that's perfect for, like, Sagittarius nature. I think a lot of us are just kind of, like, a lot of them are just looking for a vibe. And then trying to feel, you know, and that kind of goes with her. She's like, well, I'm trying to feel the feels until this doesn't feel right, I guess, anymore. Good for her.
She gets a stamp for sure.
She gets a stamp for me.
Yeah.
Next up, we got Judy S. Arisugawa, December 1st.
From the revolutionary girl, Utena.
Jury. I like Drury, but she kind of gives me, she's the type of Sagittarius that's like super mask. And I say this with like, she does the fire sign thing where it's like very competitive,
very leadership role, kind of like,
like, oh, I can do this, like, I can start. Like, I don't even think she wants to be a leader. I think she just wants to start, and she wants what she wants when she wants it.
When she wants it, yeah. I definitely can get those vibes from her. She also has that TZ thing that Sagittarius tend to do.
Absolutely. Really happy that, was she gay?
I felt like she was gay.
She gave me like, you know, I'm doing the limp wrist thing. Like,
you know. The limp wrist? Yeah.
Like, you know, she ordered desserts too. Like,
oh my god. Because I think in the movie she was gay, but I can't remember. I think in the book she was, I can't remember if she was in the book, but in the movie she was gay, right?
Because she was messing around with that one fucking annoying hussy bitch.
Not right? Hussy.
Oh yes. The one that was always was the one that was super jealous about you're right. So she was gay, which kind of checks out because she does give like she does give gay. Like, I'm sorry. And that's okay. Also for our listeners, I want you to know that this whole all the hosts are queer people. So we are allowed to say limp wrist. Y'all are not. If you're not queer, don't say that.
Yeah, don't say that, babe. Sorry.
Yo, bro. Disclaimer. Before they be out here like they homophobes on the show. Look, I'm rightfully homophobic. I have the right to be. Thank you.
Okay. Hello. But yeah, Jury.
But yeah, Judy was hot and I loved her.
Yeah,
Judy was fine.
Shout out to Jay. Next up, we've got Uli Kuda Cypher, December 1st as well.
The emo boy.
Bleach, the emo boy.
Yeah.
The hot topic.
Crimson, you don't like him, right?
I y'all didn't ever hurt me go off for him. That's why you're like, did you even like him? So this is the thing. I didn't not like him.
Okay, that's fair.
Like, I don't know, even back then when I was like as younger reading Bleach, he didn't really do for, I'm not gonna lie, the number 4 reveal went crazy in 07. Like, I'm not even gonna lie to you. But I'm not like, I mean, I do think he was the most gentle out of everybody. I like that he treated Orihime with care. If you ever run it back, like, he never treated her really bad. He did threaten her and stuff a lot, and then like kind of and use like emotional manipulation, but everybody else was just trying to put their hands on her.
Yeah, people were manhandling her bad.
So bad. Like, them two bitches that was bullying her, I was like, oh, could be me.
And then, and I don't think he would have let that happen if he was there.
Had he been there,
he wouldn't have.
I think low key he did have a soft spot for her, and that's why before his death, he kind of reached out for her and wanted to know what she thought about him. And when she said that she wasn't scared of him, I think that was closure for him. That like, oh, like, you know, I'm not so bad. You know, I don't know. That part always makes me feel emotional, but like weird
in a weird way.
I don't know. I liked him. I liked him.
You did? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I liked him. He's a very quiet.
You know, he means business, but he's very gentle. Like Crimson said, very gentle about it. Like, I don't know. He gives me like gentle Dom.
I knew you were going to say that. Soft Dom.
Soft Dom. Yeah. He does. So.
I see.
I like we have soft Dom. Okay.
Soft Doms.
I think most of the, what do you call it, Arrancars were based off of, were they based off of like those sins and stuff?
I think so.
Was it because it was 13?
There was 13. Okay. But they all represented something.
Something. Yeah.
I feel like there was, number 1 was like death or something. And if I can remember, hold on, because I'm gonna look it up. Ulikuda had a poem, which I thought was really, Bleach was going off back then, because they would like they would be like each of them had like a little poem or something to go with their, I guess, the meaning behind their existence and stuff. Like, it was really interesting. I'm gonna find it.
Oh, let me see. What do the Espadas represent? They're called Espadas.
Why did I call them Arrancars?
Because I think they are Arrancars, but I think that whole group, they were called Espadas.
Oh, Espada.
Yeah, okay. Because I'm like, I didn't make up Arrancar, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got, okay, I got it. So, okay, I envy because I have a heart. I glutton because I have a heart. I covet because of the heart. I'm prideful because of the heart. I sloth because of the heart. I rage because of the heart. Because of the heart, I lust for everything about you.
Oh, it says the Espada represents the 10 root causes of death. Rage, solitude, nihilism, madness, hedonism, despair.
Sensitive.
Yeah, sensitive, destruction, greed, and sacrifice. Mm. That's so funny.
I think Eldricoria was he greed or the lust? Because this chapter says Bleach, the lust.
He gives me nihilism. Well, what is nihilism?
This one says
nihilism is like we're all gonna die. So
he gives me them type of vibe.
Yeah, if anybody, it sounds like it would be him.
Yeah, it's given nihilism.
Urikuria represents emptiness, maintaining a detached, cold perspective, and largely unable to comprehend human emotions. Mm. That's crazy. Okay.
I can believe that.
That's interesting. Yeah, he was an interesting character.
Huh. Yeah, it's
pretty. A Sagittarius kind of catch out. I don't know. They're really good at nihilism, if you really think about it, honestly.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure. And that's the philosophy side, I think. So. Yeah,
definitely give like it is what it is type beat. So yeah, he gets a stamp for me.
Yeah, he gets my stamp.
Sad Sagittarius boy. It's not a party all the time, guys.
Right. We got our sad boys.
Yeah. Sometimes we be sad, shawty.
Who's next?
Next up, we've got Mello from Death Note, December 13th. Mello is also M.
And Death Note. Oh man, he was a trip.
Yes, Mr. Bob.
Mr. Bob.
Mr. Bob.
And the crop top.
My Bob and a fucking
crop top, yeah, that was good.
And some pleather. He loved him some pleather.
I love that. Oof.
He was a chocolate eater. Not me calling him an eater, but you understand what I mean.
Yeah.
Shut up.
What?
Really? That nigga a monk. I'm sorry.
No, but for real, I mean, honestly, he just gives unhinged Sag. Like, I don't know.
Like, yeah, no, it's a bit out of control. Like, and I felt like the way that he was depicted, they try to, like, I don't know, show that it's different sides, because it was like a calm chaotic, but he was mostly just chaotic. He was interesting. I hate when people say, like, don't watch it after L dies. I'm like, no, those guys are cool too.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't like that people say that, because if anything, I feel like it gets even better after L dies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense. I don't know. I think that people loved L so much that after L died, they didn't want to see the show the same. And I've been there before.
Yeah.
But I definitely do think it gets even better when L dies, because Light gets so drunk off of the power that he has now that seeing him get so crazy, he starts to slip up a little bit. And that adds like another layer of kind of like anxiety, because he was on it too hard for him to get caught the last time. He slips up. He's not the same. So, yeah. I think it gets, the story becomes better. But, you know, it is what it is. I mean, but Mello is a strong-willed person, and I mean, he doesn't like to listen to other people. Got a smart ass mouth. I think
Oh,
that's
smart
very
ass
I think
mouth.
that is typical Sag. Like,
Yeah, it's stampy stamp.
Yeah, he
With
gets
his slutty attire.
I know.
Slut attire.
Slutty waist.
Slutty waist with the slutty mesh crop top.
And the
The
bob.
bob bob,
With a
yeah.
bob.
Or
I don't know what it is. I'm thinking I'm like, now that I get older, I'm really like in the bob dudes. Like, I'm like becoming a Shinji stan too. I'm like, what's going
Shinji's
on?
fine.
Yeah, like the tongue ring is doing something to me. I don't know.
Ben did something to me. Hello.
Like
His tongue wasn't dirty. You know how when people have tongue rings and they tongue be all dirty and shit?
Oh, they got thrush. It's
He
like,
don't
oh,
have thrush.
no, we're talking about people who do have thrush.
Okay. I was gonna say, don't go off on my nigga now. Come on.
Said not too, said not,
Not
that
too
one.
much.
Yeah.
Because out of all of them, like, I feel like me and Shinji are the most realistic couple. Like,
That's real.
not to
Y'all make
do.
a sexy couple.
Oh, I
Thanks.
ship it.
I ship it.
Thanks, guys. Back to our scheduled programming. Rentaro Okabe, December
Oh,
14th. Rentaro from Steins Gate.
my
go
fucking
off,
nigga.
Tony.
Okay, first of all, I love him so fucking much. Like, I thought watching Steins Gate, nigga is a little unhinged is also, and he's very reckless in his time traveling because he's so invested in it. But I also found like watching it, you also see him like his true feelings when it involves like my good sis Mayuri, because that is his girl. Like, oh, like he really do love that girl, that little girl. Because they are like friends, and you know, seeing their friendship together and how he cared for her, and like, you know, had such a positive and optimistic attitude to like help uplift her. I feel like that's the attribute that I love about Sagittarius so much, is like they can see a negative thing, but they make it into like turn it into a positive thing and try and turn the beat around. And yeah, I just love him so much. Plus, his little laugh cracks me up because he just does it out of nowhere.
What is it do
He's like, whoa, like, and it's
it?
it doesn't make it no better that he's kind of cute. So, but he's very eccentric and melodramatic, and I just love it. I love him as a protagonist, and Steins Gate is a really good fucking show. So he gets a stamp from me.
I'm gonna give it another
Ooh.
try. I know it's a slow burn. I really do want to watch it,
Yeah,
though.
my sister, who's a Sagittarius, actually wants me to watch that. And oh, and the first time around wasn't hitting. I'll try again, but give me a little bit. The list is long.
Okay.
Next up, we've got Ken Kaneki, December 20th. Ken Kaneki's from Tokyo Ghoul.
Okay.
Honestly, feel sorry for this boy.
Honestly,
Kind
for
of
real,
fine.
he just wanted to live his life as a little nerd, read some books, maybe go to his favorite coffee shop, and he had the wish of maybe having a girlfriend and got super excited, and he got caught up in some shit, and that was really sad, the experience.
Yeah, these gotta leave them succubuses alone. But leave them alone.
I mean, yeah, it's crazy because he doesn't give off Sagittarius, but he is super smart, which I think is like a good Sagittarius trait. And maybe, his willingness to like protect himself and the people he cared about, like he was passionate. He was
He was
passionate
passionate.
about sticking to his values and stuff like that, which is also a Sagittarius trait, you know? But he was such a timid and shy guy, even when he did lose some shit. So I just have a special place in my heart for Kaneki. Like, he was such a timid and shy dude. And, like, even afterwards, he was this timid and shy dude.
Yeah, I need to watch Tokyo Ghoul. I haven't made it there yet, but
I thought you did it for some reason.
No, I have it on my watch list, but I am familiar with who the characters are, though. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard to get away from talk of about from animes that are, like, older, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, there are so many animes that I've vicariously already watched and read because for years, like, people have just been talking about it, putting out panels. I'm like, I don't even gotta watch it anymore. I already know who I like and who I don't.
All I know is when I watch it, I'm looking forward to the one dude who has the dark black hair with the black red eyes, and he's
Uta.
Yeah, he's fine.
He's a Sagittarius.
Is he really?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see who Uta is.
He sure is. If I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah.
Oh, the punk looking dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he was the one who made masks for people in the district.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You would like him. Actually, he is hot. I liked the gourmet.
Who was gourmet?
The gourmet was the one who tricked Kaneki into coming to, like, going out to eat.
Oh, going out, yeah.
And then he ended up being he ends up, so Kaneki thinks he's going to go out to eat, but he's really going out to be eaten in public. Like, they had like a Roman style arena thing where people, like, fight and then they eat them afterwards. And that was funny because then the gourmet is like, oh, I want to eat him while he's eating her. And I was just,
well, that's like, a little wild. Yeah.
I would love to know what his birthday was. Hold on.
Now I'm going to think about Uta all fucking night. That's a damn shame.
Especially now, you know, he make masks for people. You like,
That's her king, right?
Mm-hmm.
<The giggling. laugh. laughs> Yo.
Oh my God. Yeah, I'm in heaven.
March 3rd.
So,
a Cancer?
Uh-uh.
Aries? Taurus?
No, Aries.
Yeah. I was going to say a fire sign of some sort.
I was this close to Pisces, but wait. When does Pisces season go into?
Pisces.
Oh, yeah, February 19th to March 20th. So he's a Pisces.
Oh. Whoopsie.
Yikes. Yeah, he had to be a fire sign. Because, like, I'm always sexually attracted to Aries, but then I have to run away from them after a while because it gets too intense, and, like, two or ten signs and at the same time, it's like, nah, no. Like, I'm already intense, like, with Scorpio placements. I don't need us to both be intense. Like, it gets crazy.
It's
like, I
too
get
much.
No, I get tied up with them and then it gets weird. I'm like, nah, absolutely. Yeah. I gotta run away.
For real. That's so real.
But yeah, this was fun.
Yeah, fun. Shout out to all the Sagittariuses.
Yeah, shout out to Sagittariuses. Happy Sag season.
Yeah, happy guys. Sag season, Ferris.
Thank you.
Yes, happy birthday in advance.
Yay.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Aw, yeah, this was fun. I had
As usual, it was always fun to talk to you guys. I had a great time. Mm-hmm. And
me too.
We will definitely check you guys next time.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
And that's all that we have for you today. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to follow us on all our socials. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Anabase Anime. You can even shoot us an email at anabaseanime@gmail.com. Again, thank you so much for listening. And remember to keep it sassy, messy, and weeby, just like we do. Simpin included. Bye.